The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Another day, another opportunity to tell you the truth that most people will not tell you because they're full of lies and deceit. When I say most people, I mean the mainstream media and people who are getting paid to lie to you so that you're not informed. Because an informed populace is a populace that's dangerous to the Marxists and the socialist progressive liberals. One statement that made me want to jump out of my chair was from the brain dead press secretary, Jean Pierre, who I believe is probably the most ignorant and poorly represented American of African descent, is what they call her, because she is not genuine, or maybe she doesn't have nothing to work with because Joe Biden's administration isn't genuine. But let me play a clip of what she said about Trump supporters. And you tell me, is this bringing the country together or dividing the country further? I have never in my life, since listening to Donald Trump, and I listened to all his rallies, he's talking for 3 hours. I listened to all his rallies. I've never heard Donald Trump specifically say the things that I'm hearing Jean Pierre saying. Let's roll clip 2 from Jean Pierre's press conference just the other day.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear as he can be on that particular piece. When we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms, the way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
The most ignorant comment I've ever heard in my life. But this is dangerous coming from the White House, right? Correct? Are they instigating a civil war? That's what I think. They're trying to push us to a civil war. What is a MAGA Republican? Are you saying all the Republicans that voted for Trump, which is 80 plus million people? What are you trying to say, Jean-Pierre? What is the Biden administration trying to say? Are you trying to say people like myself is a threat to democracy, which we live in a constitutional republic? But is it a threat to our constitutional republic? Whose rights are we taking away as it relates to the leadership of conservatives or MAGA Trump supporters? If you ask me, we are advocating that they not tamper with the First Amendment or the Second Amendment. We are advocating that the unborn should have access to life and not be murdered. We are advocating the freedom to practice religion in this country without discrimination. We are advocating that women should have the right to go to the bathroom with other women and not worry about these nasty men running there behind them with a wig on. We are advocating that we adhere to the principles of our American values, meaning that we understand that men and women are different, and therefore sports are different, and men should not participate in women's sports, which are thwarting the rights of women to have the freedoms and pursue happiness. Somebody somewhere explain to me how conservatives, Trump supporters, are a threat to what democracy. Last time I checked, who's been the biased ones within the federal government? I've never seen, at least in my time listening to politics and being a part of politics, I haven't seen them do a biased investigation into a Democrat. But it seems as if they are biased in their approach to conservatives. And it's a shame. We see the way they're treating Donald Trump. And then after Jean Pierre is pressed on the things that she's saying, this is her response in another clip from the press conference. Roll clip three.
You're also facing some criticism, which has been brought up, that this aggressive tone is also stoking the divisiveness that he's trying to heal. Any concerns about that?
You know, the president's never going to shy away from calling out what he sees.
This is not a time to heal, ladies and gentlemen. The minutia of word usage is beyond me. This is a time for war. They have declared war from the Oval Office against their political opponents. If you somehow think that Democrats are acting in the best interest to be bipartisan in their approach, you are lying to yourself. You're lying to God. These people hate you. They want to destroy America. They don't love this country. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights. They don't believe in the foundation of America. Don't let them lie to you. They want a new America. They want an America of wokeism, where you cannot acknowledge our founding fathers, because they want them to be tainted with this idea of racism. They believe that all the systems that are in place are systemically racist, until it's juxtaposed to their agenda. Do you want to live in a country run by these liberals? Do you want to live in a country run by ignorant, crazy folks who think men are women and women are men? Who consider people pronouns that don't even match up with the English language? There's no way a singular person can be a they and them. You have to be smoking crack with Hunter Biden, whom they refuse to give an adequate investigation into, to think that a singular person can be a they. That's nowhere near English language. To think that a man can somehow turn into a woman, but the DNA is still a woman DNA. I mean, it's still a man's DNA. What world are we living in? When they dig your bones up, they're not going to say, oh, I think he identified as a, they're going to look at your DNA. You either XX or XY. And there's a few weird ones in between there. But we can address that at some point. But for the most part, you're either a man or a woman. What world do we want to live in where we don't even know what a man and a woman is? Progressivism has gotten out of control. Sometimes you get so smart, you're stupid. The people who are supposed to be intellects amongst us are failing us. And I don't want to hear anybody tell me anything different about the mentality of liberals, Democrats. I want to be very clear. If you believe that abortion is a form of health care, you are absolutely deranged and out of your mind. Am I going to bludgeon you in the streets? No, I'm not. I'm just going to call you on your stupidity. Abortion is murder. It doesn't matter if you justify it or not. It's murder. When you talk about a man growing up and somehow believing that he's a woman, that is called a mental illness. That is not my body, my choice, or I was born this way. It's a mental illness. Can we please address the mental illness and stop acting like it don't exist and we got a whole bunch of crazy people running around without help? If a man looks at another man and say, I want to be in a relationship with you, I'm attracted to you, something is wrong. That don't make you a bad person. That don't mean that people should banish you from society. Can we at least say something is going wrong in that man's mind that he want another man? Can we at least be honest in rhetoric? We don't have to hurt anybody. We don't have to ostracize anybody. We don't have to be discriminatory against anybody, but call it what it is. Something has gone wrong in your mind that you want to sleep with and lay up on top of another man. I think that's fair to say. Something is wrong in your mind that you think you're a girl when you're born a boy. Something is wrong with your mind when you want to be a non-binary, meaning that you decide that you want to take from each race or each gender and pick and choose when you feel like it, whichever fits your mood at whatever time during the day. Except when you go to the doctor when they got to check that prostate. There ain't no such thing as a non-binary prostate check. You either a man or you a woman. Can we at least be honest? That's all I'm asking for you to do is be honest. I think we live in a world, at least the way God intended the world to be, is that we are a forgiving people. But sometimes David got to knock out Goliath and cut his head off. Sometimes you got to stand up to the devil. And as Christians, as Americans, we should be standing up against the devil, which is rearing his ugly head in the Democrat Party. Hold the phone. I got a lot more to talk about. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. I'm afraid to tell it like it is.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, investor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet sets is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale. For example, the queen sizes are regularly priced at $89.98, but now they're only $39.98 with our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and also a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There are a limited supply, so make sure that you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for your exclusive offer on the Percale sheets.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Also, my website is TheOfficerTatum.com. Let me continue down the path that I was speaking of. One of the things I want to talk about today is that this special master, right? The judge said that she's going to rule, I believe it's a she, is going to rule on the appointment of a special master to oversee the FBI's dealings with the Trump raid and the information that Trump had that they seized. Now, let me just say this. I think that this is very interesting because what happened to Trump to me seems like a slap on the wrist, right? It seems like even if he had classified information, it's like, well, did he know about it? Did he not know about it? Is it a conflict of whether or not he previously understood as the president of the United States, he have access to declassify certain things? And now that he's not the president, somehow it's a blurred line between what he can possess and what he can't possess. I mean, this to me should have never been a criminal investigation. It should never been considered to be a criminal raid. But I'm more convinced that it's political, because if they thought the man had stuff he shouldn't have had, wouldn't they want it back as soon as possible? Did somehow somebody fall off a rock, bump their head, and say, Donald Trump is the president 3 years later? He may have gotten information, or he may have information from the National Archive that he shouldn't currently have. And in January, when they showed up at his place, why didn't they get everything? Because they wanted to leave some crumbs to go back and get everything else that they thought they may find that wasn't a part of the real investigation. The question is, what were they really looking for, and what were they trying to stop Donald Trump from doing? Now, I don't think Donald Trump is stupid. Now, if Donald Trump left all his evidence behind and Donald Trump gets indicted over something that he legitimately did wrong, he must be stupid. But I don't think he's a dumb man. There's no way in the world that he have all these documents and paperwork that he don't have on a flash drive that nobody know where it's at. That they came to his crib before and they raided, or at least he complied to a subpoena, and he knew he had stuff in there that he shouldn't have, and he just left it in the same place that they came the first time? I don't think so. If you ask me, this is a witch hunt. They are trying in a overt attempt to thwart the presidential run of President Trump. They want him to have either not be able to run or for him to have a dark cloud over his head as he continues to run. You see, I just showed you Jean Pierre is on the news, or at least in the press conference, talking about that Trump supporters, the MAGA supporters, are the most dangerous people to our society. Why would she do that? She's trying to create a narrative before the midterms, because we've been spanking them through the midterms. And if we take over the House and Senate, it is night-night time for Democrats. Also, Trump seized passports. I read this article that it says Trump seized passports could be a problem for him, legal experts say. Donald Trump has complied to the FBI's agent's seizure of the passports, showed that the investigation ran amok as they searched his Florida resort. By new information about how and where the documents were found could spell major trouble for the former president, legal experts say, told NBC. I don't believe him. I really don't believe him. You have to understand how criminal investigations work. There's a lot of factors here, right? I was a police officer, and I think that it's very similar. FBI is no different than a police department. There's so much nuance to investigations that if you let the media get an inch, they'll take a mile and they'll claim all kind of stuff that's not even relevant or true. Now, I don't know the details surrounding the laws in which they claim that Donald Trump broke, but there is no way in the world, if you ask me, that this is a legitimate investigation. I mean, I would say legitimate, meaning that it's going to yield something special. You can get a search warrant for just about anything if you have the right verbiage, if you have the right judge that's willing to grant you the search warrant. And then once you go into a person's place, you can say or capture whatever you think is indicia of evidence. That does not mean that that's real evidence. That does not mean that that's admissible in the court of law. That does not mean that Trump is guilty. And it doesn't mean that he's innocent right now either, or that he's going to remain innocent. Because according to the laws in the land, you are innocent until proven guilty. So Trump is essentially innocent at this point. But I'm telling you, just because you gather information, just because you gather what you consider to be evidence, doesn't mean it'd be admissible in court. That's why Donald Trump's need the special master to make sure that they did these things properly. Let me give you an example. If I was driving down the street as a police officer and there's a guy in front of me and I looked at him and I said, man, that guy looked like a drug dealer. I'm going to pull him over because he looks like a drug dealer. And just say I pulled him over. My hunch was correct. He got 100 pounds of fentanyl in the trunk. As a bad police officer, I would go ahead and arrest him for the fentanyl in the trunk. And then on the news, man arrested for 100 pounds of fentanyl in his car. And we take all these pictures of the fentanyl out in the trunk, cops high-fiving, we won, we got it. And then when you go to court and you have what I would consider to be opposition to your investigation, a legitimate opposition, they're going to say, hey, what was the manner in which you conducted the traffic stop? Oh, well, he looked like a drug dealer. Well, what does that mean? How does that give you reasonable suspicion or probable cause to pull a person over just because they look a certain way? That's not enough reasonable suspicion or probable cause to conduct the traffic stop. Therefore, we deem the traffic stop to be illegitimate. Therefore, everything you found after the traffic stop is not admissible in the court of law. That is a possibility in this trial against Trump. And I hope that we find out soon what the truth is, and what they have and what they don't have. Hold the phone. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show. I'll be back after the break.
This is The Officer Tatum Show. Don't trip. The Officer Tatum podcast is available on the Salem Podcast Network, iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts can be found. At least until he's canceled.
Uncle Tom 2 is an eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Brandon Tatum here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historic footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with yours truly, Vody Bachum and Chad O. Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I wanted to jump on the fentanyl subject and talk about fentanyl in this country. But then again, I want to talk about Joe Biden and his absolute asinine statement about, or at least the images or the ideas that he's trying to push about the Second Amendment and his justification for banning AR-15s. He made a statement in many of his speeches saying, well, you couldn't buy a cannon. Well, that's not necessarily true. And most people know this is not true. Some do not know that he's a flat-out liar. He's disingenuous in his approach. And I'll ask everybody in the audience this. Have you ever been to a football game or seen a football game? Let me give you an example. If you ever watched Texas and Oklahoma, and they begin to run out the tunnel and those cannons go off. Have you ever seen that? Well, that's the private purchase of a cannon. You can purchase a cannon if you want to. You actually can, and it depends on the description of the cannon. You could purchase whatever you want to. But somehow he was dumb enough to say back in the day that people couldn't purchase cannons when he was telling a complete lie. There was a particular allowance for citizens in wartime who would go over and fight foreign enemies that they could possess cannons in their personal stash, which is way earlier than the context in which Joe Biden had pushed in his statement. I'm going to play a statement so you guys can hear it. Roll clip 9 of Slow Biden.
They're not unlimited. Right now you can't go out and buy an automatic weapon. You can't go out a cannon. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America as independent and safe, if you want to fight against a country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use that's used to provide this. And who are they shooting at? Shooting at these guys behind me.
See, and this is the problem that I have. He turned around and said, we're shooting at, they're shooting at these guys behind us. I think he was pointing at some little kids or something over there. But I guess he was trying to say that they're shooting at law enforcement officers. Who's shooting at law enforcement officers? It ain't you. It's not me. I said this yesterday, but I can't get off the subject matter. If he said we need to ban AR-15s from criminals, I'd say fine. And he made it a point to say every law-abiding citizen should be able to carry an AR-15 if they so choose. Criminals cannot carry AR-15s. Convicted felons, if that's the principle, which I don't agree with, to be honest, and I'll explain that in a second, cannot possess AR-15s. People that are going to commit crimes, we are going to thwart you and prevent you from committing crimes with guns. I'd say, yes, Joe Biden, that makes sense. But instead, he's so retarded that he cannot articulate himself clear enough to convince the average person that he's not trying to take away guns, even though he said he's not trying to take away guns. He's not making a good, compelling argument. Because banning AR-15s is not stopping people from using AR-15s to murder other people. Ladies and gentlemen, let's walk through this mentally real quick. There's 100 million rifles in this country. Over 100 million rifles in this country. If we decided no more rifles, what is going to happen? How are they going to confiscate 100 million rifles? The DMV can't even get you a license plate in time. What make you think they're going to be able to get guns? And they're going to find people in rural areas who have guns and find their guns somewhere. And people are going to just voluntarily turn over their guns. Are they going to conduct no-knock raids on 100 million Americans? I highly doubt it. And I got one more minute before break, or one more minute before I got to tell you guys about a Relief Factor. But if just think about it like this. If you have an AR-15, and not only do they want you to give your AR-15 up, just imagine if they say, we're going to ban AR-15s. Just say you're a lover or advocate for AR-15s. They say, we're going to ban it. You're never going to be able to buy it again. And they say, this law is going to be implemented in 6 months. The sale of AR-15s are going to be so great that we're going to probably double our ownership of rifles just from the threat of taking guns away from people in this country. Their measures are counterproductive, and it doesn't make any sense.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I have to talk about this real quick because, you know, I have a lot of other political stuff to talk about, but I saw a video of Tyrese, who is a singer and an actor, and I saw that the judge ruled in his custody case, parenting case, or whatever they were going to court for, I think it maybe a child support case, that he have to pay $10,000 a month in child support for one kid. Woo! Can I just say this outright? Child support is a scam. Supporting your child isn't a scam. Every single person that laid up in the bed to have a kid, you should be supporting your child. I don't care what you think about the other parent. You should support your kid. You laid up and made him. You need to support the child. But the system of child support is absolutely fraudulent. $10,000 for one child? This is how I'm going to explain it to you, because a lot of people may not know this. And some of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you are blessed. And thank God that you're married and you stayed married and you had kids with one person. You are blessed. Thank God for you. I wish that I had been like you. And I know a lot of other men probably feel the same way. Let me just say this real quick. The way that some states calculate child support, I think it should be a crime. When you look at a child, and I think it's very fair to demand that both parents take care of a kid. Don't get me wrong at all. There should be a number, right? Why can't the system figure out a number and say, for the average 8-year-old, the average 6-year-old, the average 14-year-old, there is a number that a parent should need to take care of a child. You can figure out how much a parent needs to take care of themselves, right? How much an adult needs to take care of themselves in society. There's a number that they need minimal to take care of an adult. They should have that number factored in for a child. And just say your child is 8 years old. That number can be $1,000 a month. Let's say the number is $1,000 a month. And both parents can split that number. If one parent is making an extra astronomically more than the other parent, that one parent can pay the whole thing. But that number is at $1,000 a month. That makes sense to me. But that's not the way it worked. They make that number go as high as they can make it. If you make millions of dollars a year, that number is going to go from 1,000 to like 5,000, 10,000. Can somebody explain to me how one kid in one family only needs $1,000 a month to take care of it? But the kid across the street in the same neighborhood needs $10,000. Or you say $10,000, $5,000 a month. How does that make any sense? I think it's a scam. And people don't really understand. That's why you don't want to deal with the government with things like this. Because the government is trying to gouge you. Because they take a little money out of that every year. And people don't realize that they just rather go to the government. But they make you pay astronomical amounts of numbers. And let me tell you this. It's not fair. Because if child support was fair, then whatever that number is to take care of a kid at whatever age, both parents are responsible for making sure that happens, right? So if the father is not the custodial parent and the father has to pay the mother child support, which is a portion of that needed amount, the mother should also have to have an account that she's actually spending her part portion. And if they did that, maybe that would be fair. But ladies and gentlemen, Tyrese is paying $10,000 a month for a child. The mother has an accountability to use money for to take care of the child. But who's keeping up with it? The government ain't. She can spend $45 a month on her kid. They don't care. Tyrese is still going to pay $10,000 every month. She could quit her job and spend child support to buy Gucci bags every month, and they do not care. They don't care. That's where I have the problem when it comes to these things. It's just asinine to me. And if I was the president of the United States, I would change that. I mean, at least I would be advocating for change. We should change that. It should be fair. It should be reasonable. Your kid doesn't need less because you don't make as much. Just because you're a police officer or you're a garbage man, does that mean your kid don't supposed to eat more than the kid next door because his daddy somehow sold a business and is rich? That doesn't make sense to me. And I have experienced it my own personal self, and I'm not trying to say that my situation is unfair, which I don't think it is at all. For the most part, I think it's fair. But I see that when I was a police officer, somehow, I guess the government don't think that my son needs this amount of money to survive. But then when I leave the police department, I make a little more money. Somehow my son needs more clothes and everything else. That just doesn't make sense to me. But as a father, you know, I'm blessed, man. I'm not going check to check like I used to be. That was hard. Trying to be a father, going check to check and being like, oh, my God, dude, they just taking my money. I can't even afford my rent. I'm overdrafting. They didn't say, Mr. Tatum, how much do you need to take care of yourself? They didn't care. They took whatever money that they wanted to, and that was it. And I was literally check to check. I had to work overtime just to keep above water. But then, obviously, God blessed me. And so I don't even think about it anymore. I just do what I'm asked to do. But I do think that it's a very troubling reality for a lot of people out here. I have seen it with my own eyes, and it's sad. It's weird because it's mostly men. Mostly men are on the hook to pay. And I would argue that most women are taking advantage of the system. And this is why I preach to young men all the time as much as I can. Do not have children out of wedlock. Get married. Have children with one woman, with your wife. Pick a wife that's conducive for your life. A woman that's peaceful, that brings peace to your life, that adds value to you. Not some woman that's out here on OnlyFans, because you're going to get a divorce and she's going to come get you. Be married first. You don't want to have to go through stuff like this, you know. And I'm blessed that my situation ain't crazy. I'm blessed. My situation isn't crazy. You know, I had to go to court the other day, and I believe that the judge was fair. Even though I realized that, you know, when you go to court like that, they don't know nothing about business, and they don't know how business structure works. And so she kind of didn't calculate my stuff properly. Which I'm like, it's fine. It's whatever. You know, she added some extra money on there because she didn't understand what an S-Corp is, which is totally fine. I felt like I got a fair deal. I didn't like it, but I feel like it was fair. But I know a lot of people that get hosed, right? They're getting destroyed. And Tyrese, I don't know what kind of father he is. But to see a judge rule that a man has to pay $10,000 a month for one child is just absolutely out of control. And I really wish things would change. And there's an easy solution to the problem, and I said it before. There's an easy solution to child support. It's that if the government is going to be in control, they should come up with a stagnant number. This is the amount of money that a kid needs at this age. Both parents should contribute to that. And if one parent is ultra wealthy, maybe that parent takes that full responsibility. That's fair. But it has to be a number with a cap on it. And then both parents, if they so happen to be very successful, they can save money and utilize that money in other areas. But if you can't just run amok, man. And I tell you what, it was very weird to me, and I can speak about it on my court because I'm not bashing anybody. It was just very weird to me that when you're an entrepreneur, they want to see all of your business records too. They want to see your business account. They want to see all your business stuff. This is your business. I don't get paid like that. But anyway, let me get off this subject. It's just mind-blowing to me. And I want to hear from some callers that call in 844-900-7243. Just let me know what you think. You think I'm crazy? You think I'm wrong about it? Or do you think that there is a problem with the child support and custody and stuff like that? It seems to be very, very – it's just loopholes that I feel like nobody talks about, so nobody really can fix it or care about it. However, I will continue this conversation another time. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now. This is the Officer Tatum Show. Break yourself, fool.
Let me get back to the subject matter that I was speaking about before. I don't have the calls up, so I don't know if anybody's even calling in about it, but I definitely wanted to just say that because I feel like fathers don't never get a voice. And you know, the funny thing is that they're afraid. You know what I'm saying? If you think you say something, you stand up for yourself, they're going to come get you. With me, I'm not afraid because I do things the right way. But let me go to somebody who probably understand what I'm talking about. Let me go to Kit in Houston, Texas. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just heard what you said about child support, and it got my hackles up. I was 30 years old. I divorced my husband of 11 years. We had an 8-year-old daughter. And he got custody of her because my family came and testified that I was this horrible person because I had a good job and I traveled. And so he had primary custody of her. I paid him $1,500 a month child support in 1986.
Oh, my God.
I paid all of her insurance, all of her clothes. We moved out of state because he was harassing me so much. And I paid for airfare every other weekend to come see me. I remarried, and my new husband had quite a bit of money. And my ex-husband took me back to court trying to get the judge to raise the child support amount to include my new husband's salary.
Mm.
And that didn't work, thank God. But he was always coming up with things that she needed, that she had to have. And I always ended up just paying for those to keep him from harassing me. He decided to get married 4 or 5 years later, and he called me and asked me to pay him 6 months in advance child support to pay for his wedding.
And he must be him and Hunter Biden must be smoking crack together. What kind of craziness is that?
And the wedding ring that I had picked out and I had paid for, he wanted that also to have it reset for his new bride.
Oh, my God. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I thought, that's why I say that I don't think my situation is that bad, but that is horrible. $1,500 in the 80s?
Yes. That's like
$3,000 today. Probably. I mean, I don't know if it's that much of an increase due to inflation, but that's got to be at least $2,500 today.
Well, and airfare every other weekend out of state.
That is absolutely crazy. The things that people do, you agree with me that the system is broken. That doesn't seem normal. Because you are successful or you work hard, because the other person can be a dog. They could just be sitting on the couch all day. And somehow they can manipulate the system into saying you need $1,500 for one kid. Like the kid might as well live with you if the other parent needs that much money to support him.
Exactly. And all he did was provide shelter and food because I was paying for everything else, and he had to have that for himself. So he really wasn't out anything of any significance. And yet it was never enough, never enough. And we went back to court. I don't know how many times, and I was having to fly back to, we were living in Austin at the time, or he was living in Austin at the time, and I was out of state. I would have to fly in and go to court. And the family judge that we had was an old cowboy. And finally he said, look, you just need to leave this woman alone. She does not want you. If you're trying to get her back, you're doing a horrible job. She does not want you. And more than that, she does not need you.
Wow. Kit, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate adding value to the conversation. I'm not really trying to go down a negative path, but it gets weird. This is what I'm saying. And I know that most of the time it's the men that's paying, but that doesn't mean that's the case, because I don't think it's fair for anybody to have to do something like that. It's like, I wish people could come together and say, hey, let's work together. What do we need the government for? How much does a kid need? Okay, let's work together and make that happen. It's really that simple. But we know that that people understand how the system can be very manipulative, and then they work the system to game it. $1,500 in the 80s? That's crazy. Dan from Minnesota, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Officer Tatum. Hello, Officer Tatum. Yeah, I want to echo what this woman was just saying in a sense. You know, they have the system set up so that you get the person who gets money, say, from a garnished paycheck of the other parent, you know, that they're always going to get that money. You know, if there's any kind of an issue, they call and child support, make sure that there's an adjustment. You know, it's all about sucking the money out of the person who has to pay. But let's say, you know, a lot of times you have an issue where the divorce settlement says, well, a long distance parent has a right to talk to their child every night. But then if you call and the person never picks up the phone, the parent never lets the call go through for years, okay, you got to pay money for an attorney. You can't just call somebody at child support and say, hey, look, you know, I'm not able to have, you know, my right, as it says in the divorce agreement, to talk to my kid every night. So, you know, the system is very lopsided like that. It's all about money, and that's it.
Yeah, Dan, I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, it's very weird, man. It's the first time that I've been to court about this stuff, and it is a money. It's not right. It's not fair. You can't do some of this stuff without a lawyer. Not unless you go to school for this. You don't know how to file the paperwork. You don't know how to do any of these things. And my God, to just get to a basic parenting plan through the court, you got to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. The average person don't have money like that. It is crazy to me how this system works. And I just pray for everybody that's involved in stuff like this, because I was sitting on the waiting for my hearing to come, and I heard these other people's stories, and I was like, man, it made my heart hurt that people was once in love and now they battling each other over money in the court system. It's just sad. I just wish that we could not be like this as a nation, but it is what it is, and God will take care of you if you're the good person that's doing what's right. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show.
house like I said I would in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet. The big thing don't mean
Dallas. I can't believe. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. My guy Nick back here said that with adjusting for inflation in the 80s, $1,500 a day would be like $50-something hundred dollars or $5,000 today. $1,500 would be about $5,000 today. Just imagine paying $5,000 a month for a kid. Now, I got to say, you must be making a lot of money too. So you must be balling if you paying $5,000 a kid. But at the same time, it's like, you know, well, why can't we hold the other parent accountable to say, okay, are you spending, you know, let's do an evaluation for the year. How much money of that money are you spending on a kid? Oh, you only spend $200 on a kid and you're getting $5,000 a month? Well, how about we reduce that number to better reflect what is needed? This is not supposed to be it's not supposed to be a charity. It's supposed to be what is needed for a child and make sure that need is filled. But, that's crazy. $5,000. That would be $5,000 a day. Let me go with two more people on this subject. I think it's three more people that have a pretty good, added comment here. I want to go to Daniel from South Carolina. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome
can
to
you
the show.
Hear me?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, man? I like the show. Yeah, my first $2 I had when me and my wife, we were married, and we had two daughters. And everything was good. And, you know, I made decent money and all, bought a brand new house. My father got killed and lost a family business. And then I got a job that didn't pay nowhere near what I was making. But one day she decided to up and leave. And then not long after that, it was court. And then forever, I paid child support and daycare and horseback riding lessons for the fear of her taking me back to court. And it caused it. I had animosity against my ex-wife for as long as I could remember because of how I knew what she could do to me. Because she had the money. You know, my child support was based on what I did make, and now I got a job that didn't pay as much, but I didn't have the money to get no lawyer. Because the judge don't care where the money comes from. You need to pay it.
Yeah.
And God forbid your $15 shy on what you're supposed to pay. Like, if your company messed up, which that happened to me several times, and I still had to go to court when they come get you off the job site. Go to court. And the judge said, well, what's the problem? I said, you know, you tell the judge whatever story, but they don't care. And they want the court fee and all. And then I ate for Freezer Queen dinners. I can't believe it. I eat up with tumors from eating that cheap food for 18 years. I mean, I never had a new car. Never had nothing I could trust. I never had no money. I never got to take my kids on vacations. There was no money to put up and save. It was just depressing, and the women don't care. They do not care. And I was always told by her, if you just walk away, you won't have to pay a dime.
No, oh, there you go. Leave there you go.
And I
there you go, Daniel.
Say, well, I couldn't do that.
Right. I'm saying the reason I interrupted, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that sentiment is there. I've seen it. Sometimes people, they're mad at you, but they want to take all of the energy out of you. They want to take the kids. They want to take everything that you own. They want to just destroy you as a person, and they want you to walk away so they can be a martyr and say, I'm the single person. I'm a single person.
It ruins future relationships because you can't trust nobody no more. I mean, it doesn't ruin them, but it hinders it. You know, and I got my daughters every weekend. I was only supposed to get them every other weekend, but I wanted them every weekend, and I could never do that until she found a boyfriend, and then I could have them every weekend, you know, when she could go out again. But, I mean, you know, Christmas time sucked, and I think it had a big, I mean, it had a lot to do with the relationship with my daughters, because, I mean, it sucks seeing them, you know, they get bored. Kids get bored, they want to go do things. You can't do nothing, it's disheartening as hell.
You know, yeah, Daniel, thank you so much for calling in. I got two more people I want to hear. I only got 1 minute. Let me see, Neil from Atlanta, Georgia. I only got 1 minute, Neil. What you got?
Hey, first-time listener, first-time caller. two things real quick. Title 4D of the Social Security Act is what funds this circus that we call family court, including child these people who collect child support. So the more they collect, the more the federal government pays them. They have to do this, otherwise they don't have funding. That second thing is that these lawyers are all in collusion with each other. They know if they can resolve this, that they stop collecting bills. So they keep the husband and wife, father and mother, fighting against each other just so they can continue to bill. Those are my two points. But Title 4D is a criminal act against – it's an unconstitutional act, particularly against fathers. What Daniel just said, it breaks my heart. And there are millions of fathers like this all around the world suffering. And every day, more and more fathers are committing suicide because they don't have another place to turn. They can't see their kids. They can't afford attorneys. They can't afford the remedy.
Yep, I agree. Neil, thanks so much for calling in.
She got the two-bedroom mortgages due, siding hot blue powder.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm going to switch gears. We were talking about child support, divorce, and all this stuff that I think is plaguing our nation. I think we can figure out a better solution, but I feel like right now nobody's trying or nobody can find a solution to the problem. So I'm going to move on to another subject matter that I think is equally as crazy. Bank of America getting their heads beat in over this approach to this mortgage plan where it's no down payment, no closing costs for minorities. I can't believe when I read this. And I'm going to read the article to you guys. Daily Wire wrote the article. It says Bank of America is under fire for their new mortgage lending program geared specifically to black and Hispanic homebuyers. The loans to be made in select minority communities throughout the country requires no down payments, no closing costs, although white homebuyers in those same neighborhoods who met certain criteria are eligible for the program. The North Carolina-based lender said it is designed explicitly for black and Hispanic. Quote, our community affordable loan solution will help make the dream of sustained home ownership attainable for more black and Hispanic families, and it is part of our broader commitment to the communities that we serve, says A.J. Barkley, head of the Neighborhood and Community Lending for Bank of America. How is this not racist? You know, they could have easily made this something special, right? I'm okay with lending companies saying, okay, we'll make certain concessions for people who may be low income. If you have a white family living in the same community that meets the guidelines, why would you discriminate against them? Because therefore, what this is saying is that it's not about color. If you have a certain criteria and a person who is white meets the criteria, then that means you should be working on the criteria, not working on the color of somebody's skin. How many times do we got to talk about this? It's racism against white people now in our country. They don't want to help people. They want to help black people and Hispanic people. It boils my blood. How stupid do you have to be? Look at any documentation, go to any community. White people been poor forever. They've been broke like black people. While black people were smoking crack, white people smoking methamphetamine. Can we keep it honest? People act like, this is the part that bothers me. People act like white people were just, every white person in America have been just doing well this whole time. They think that every white person lives in the middle class. And you're either middle class or you're ultra wealthy. And that's every white person. And then black people have been living in poverty since the beginning of time. And black people are still in poverty. And so therefore you got to give these poor, dumb black people a handout. To me, this is racism against black people and white people. There are people in this country who are less fortunate. Those people come in a variety of colors and sizes. Like Lizzo, she's big and rich. And some black people are skinny and poor. And I remember back in the day, not to jump off topic, but back in the day, your status was based on your size. Meaning fatter people were considered to be more prominent because that meant you had enough food to eat. But white people were poor before black people ever hit the continent. Before white people hit this continent, they were broke, busted, and disgusted. But why are we sitting here pursuing stupidity? You know, I think people are taking advantage of the system. What they're doing is they see a come up. They see a money grab. They see this push for equality, and they're taking advantage of it. This is the same thing happened, and they blame the banks for discriminatory practices against black people because they did the same thing to black people and they defaulted on their loans. They started just giving black people stuff and they wouldn't qualify for it. And then they start defaulting the loans, and then they say that the banks were predatory against black people. Somebody help me. Help me figure this out. You say black people can't get loans, so they just give unqualified black people loans. And then you mad at them because they default. The reason they default, because they weren't qualified. The reason you have qualifications, so you make sure people don't default. And you just want to be prejudiced and say, we want to help black people, so we're just going to give them to them for free instead of equipping them with the knowledge, education, and funding. When I say equipping them with funding, meaning teaching them how to get their own job so they can have money, so they can appreciate money, so they can have a credit score that's good enough to get these loans and they have sustainable income. You should help them do that first and not just give them a handout. And then they go default and you wonder why they defaulted. Well, the black people didn't just default. Everybody that shouldn't have qualified defaulted. But we live in a crazy world. We live in a world of stupidity and psychosis. But Bank of America should be ashamed of themselves for even considering working or partnering with any lending company, or even if they are the lender in part, they should be tremendously ashamed that they were a part of this. Let me just read a couple more parts of this article. This stood out to me. I saw transracial and I almost threw up in my mouth. It says Twitter user Brianna Morello joked on Twitter that she could qualify simply by identifying as a minority, and though she is not. She says, I am, as a transracial woman, I'm excited that Bank of America will be providing me and other transracial Americans with the opportunity of owning a home without a down payment and closing costs. Transracials everywhere need to take advantage of this opportunity. I'm glad I read that because it kind of segued me into this thought. Don't y'all find it very interesting that people can be transgender, but they can't be transracial? Now, let me tell you this, and I think we all see where this is going. Which one makes more sense? Which one can actually occur in reality? Transgender or transracial? If you ask me, there's no way you can transition your gender. You can't. You're either a man or a woman. There's no stopping it. We already talked about the prostate earlier. You know what I'm saying? I identify as not having a prostate or whatever you want to say. I don't know what they would say. I identify as a female prostate. You know? that doctor gonna laugh at you, give you them drugs, and stick that tube right up in that prostate and check it. And you're going to come out there feeling violated. Now, I heard that it's not like that. They put you to sleep and then you walk out of there and you're like, thank God I'm still alive. But anyway, all jokes aside, you can't transition or change your gender. Gender and sex are not mutually exclusive. They are one and the same. And if you don't understand that, you must be popping Molly. But when you come to racial, what defines your race? Because I know people out here that are crying in the middle of the streets, screaming Black Lives Matter, and they're about as white as this wallpaper. Because their mama is mixed and their daddy is white, but they still somehow want to claim black. And they go out here looking like an albino and saying that they black. What make you black? Why can't you be white? You got one drop of black in you, and somehow you're African American. It's the same thing people that are biracial. I tell my son all the time, you're biracial, you're not black. You're not black. You're biracial. You got white and black. You don't get to just somehow, because you wake up one day, you just say you just won. No, you're mixed. But if my son, just say hypothetically in this world, he say, well, I want to be identified as white, or I want to be identified exclusively as black. That's easily malleable, as opposed to him saying, I want to be a girl or a boy. You can't remove the genitalia. And if you do, y'all know y'all cutting up. If you got to cut your wang off just to try to be the other gender, you know it don't look right. You know it ain't going to function right. So I don't know why y'all even doing that in the first place. You ain't never going to be no woman. Because as soon as you get to game time, and you're going to have to tell her, you're going to have to tell your partner, hey, look, this is fake. I did the tuck and roll. I don't know what you call it. But it ain't real. So you can't treat it like it's real. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they... I don't understand these people. But anyway, I'm going to the break. I hope y'all didn't throw up your food listening to that. But I'll be back after the break.
And you ain't black.
Stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The Forgotten Man, my producer, sent me a little document about child support. It is very interesting at what this document says. And you know what's funny is I know at least two people in my life that pay child support for kids that ain't even theirs. Ain't even their kids. They still have to pay child support. It's the craziest thing I ever heard. All right, got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243. I might as well read this child support thing, and then I'm going to move on. It says the creation of the government child support enforcement program on January the 4th, 1975, which was a sad day for a lot of men in the country because they getting ready to do you in without consent. President Gerald Ford signed into law the Social Security Amendment of 1974. The new IVD program was designed to accomplish two welfare system related goals through the enforcement of child support, recovery for state and federal government cost of public assistance paid out to families, and two, help families on welfare leave the public assistance role and help families not yet on welfare avoid having to turn to public assistance, which I think is a big scam. Enforcing the support obligation owed by absent parents to their children and the spouses or former spouses with whom such children are living, locating absent parents, establishing paternity, obtaining child and spousal support, and assuring that assistance is obtaining support will be available to all children, whether or not the eligible aid, whether or not eligible for aid under the AFDC program. Now, what does that actually sound like? The government getting too involved in too much stuff. The same thing with marriage. I hate to go back to this and deviate, but the government has no business being involved in these things. Because let me just give you an example. If you knew, not you, because all of y'all are perfect. I'm talking about somebody else listening to somebody else's radio show. If you knew that you sleep with a man, you have a kid with him, and that guy has no obligation to help you whatsoever, he's going to leave you high and dry, what is the likelihood that you would just blatantly sleep with a man whom you do not love and you do not know and you do not have a future with? What is the chances? I believe the chances would be rare. How many of these gold diggers would be out here at the basketball game recruiting, waiting for one of these basketball players to go to the club so she can throw it on him and have a baby with him, and now his child support is $550,000 a month? I met a girl that did this to a guy. I met a girl. She told me that she had a baby with this guy, and she went through the process. I don't think she was trying to impress me. I don't know what she was doing. She told me that she – let me tell y'all what she did. And I know the guy. I'm not going to say nobody's name. This dude used to play for the Suns, and I don't know who he played for now. But this woman told me, oh, she's living halfway here in Arizona and in California. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Because she wanted California's child support laws. Because I think in the state of Arizona, child support caps at like $2,000 a month. In California, there is no cap. So this woman strategically made up in her mind that she's going to try to gain some leverage by using California law when she have the baby to then get this basketball player who's making millions of dollars a month. And she was she was telling me that he was going to have to pay her like $20,000 a month. Now, do you think she would have slept with that dude unprotected or whatever they did if she wasn't going to get no bread, no money from him? I think not. Do you think people would be so quick to jump into a marriage with somebody and get a divorce if they knew they wasn't going to get nothing from it? I guarantee you that would not. I think the government involvement is causing these problems that we see. If you couldn't go out and readily, availably get government assistance, would you get off your and get a job or no? Some people need it. Most people don't. They just ain't going to get a job. Why would you get a job when the government give you money to sit on the couch? You have now become an entrepreneur. You can do side deals on the side, make money, never tell the government about it, and get the government to pay you, put money in your pocket. You living a life. And if you got a bunch of kids by a bunch of men, you can get child support from them or you can get government assistance from them. That just breeds people to make poor decisions. Now, I say this, you know, I think the government really shouldn't have no involvement in it. I really think they shouldn't. Because then people will be held accountable for their relationship goals. You think you're gonna date a man and you're going to just sit on the couch. No, you're not just going to sit on the couch if you marry a man, if the man can just leave you. You're not going to do that. At least I don't think people will do that. Some people are still dumb enough to do it. But most people say, you know, I don't want to be left out in the dark. And I'm not finna have a baby with this dude. But now you got abortions, right? Oh, you can be as promiscuous as you want to be. Go sleep with Tyrone, Jackson, Jonathan, Frank, the NBA player. Go sleep with as many men as you can, because if you get pregnant and a man ain't got enough money for you, you could just have an abortion on demand. Oh, but if you have a baby with a guy you like, you could just get child support. Then you get the tax for the rest of your life. The government is literally, and in my opinion, the government is literally setting people up to be poor behaving individuals. Now, I'll say this. I want to make this unequivocally clear. If you have a child with somebody, you got to take care of your responsibilities. I don't care if you like them or not. I don't care if it's a one-night stand or a 30-second stand. You got to take care of your doggone kids, woman or man. But this stuff that the government is doing is going beyond the veil. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Not afraid to tell it like it is. Is the Officer Tatum Show.
844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen and ladies, it's funny because we're going back down the path of child support and stuff, and I didn't want to keep going down this path, but I really do think this, man. It's so many people that are listening right now, and many of you probably don't call in, but you're like, thank God that somebody's saying this, because I never hear people talk about this. Maybe because most people that I know don't have to deal with this, but I've men need a voice, man. And I know women are in this position too, but men need a voice. There are men who are killing. And let me tell you this. Let me just say this. It's not just the child support, man. Some men are getting treated so poorly and they can't see their children. They don't get to see their children at all. Or they have like this, they barely get a chance to see them, or they only get to see them on these dates and these times. That drive men crazy. because you love the kid just as much as the other person do. How is it fair that you have to be subject to something like that? And most of the time, the other parent is just they just can't wait to destroy you. They hope you go off and kill yourself because then they'll feel like a martyr. And people are just so evil to one another. They're just absolutely evil. And the court system is not always fair. It is just not. And a lot of people are living their life and they go through 18 years dealing with this and they never get any relief. But I will say this. If you do what's right, I believe God will bless you in the end if you do what's right. I could tell you from the very beginning, I didn't have an opportunity to have custody of my son. I didn't because I wasn't married. And the way the courts is, they default to mom. And if you broke, you ain't got no money, you ain't no way you winning nothing. And they get to move out of the state and do whatever they want to do. And you have no recourse. You really don't. However, as a man, you got to make your mind up. And it's difficult. I know it's difficult. Sometimes, you know, I know some men that want to, they've told me they want to just give up and say, man, I'm throwing in the towel. Why would I deal with this? You just got to think about it. Put yourself in the child's shoes and say, you know, if I was in this situation, how would I want my daddy to react? You know, my mom and dad were split. And I know my dad probably was sick of dealing with some of my mama's stuff. And I'm not saying either one was perfect, but I know that my daddy probably was sick of my mama and my mama was sick of my daddy. However, my daddy didn't leave us. And we didn't appreciate it at the time as much as we do now. My daddy was always there. My daddy was at every graduation. Everything. My father was always in my life. And if it wasn't for him, I don't think I would be who I am today. It took both of my parents. If I was just with one or the other, I probably wouldn't be here today. And I want parents to remember that. Think about your kids, man. Don't ever let your hatred towards the other person or your unforgiveness towards the other person or whatever the case may be draw you away from being a parent that you should be for your children. It's a whole bunch of people calling in. Let me try to get a couple of y'all in. You got to be real quick. Say something real quick so I can get other callers in. Jay from Irving, Texas. Welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
How you doing, man? I can't be quick, but I'll try. First of all, as far as the government is concerned, as far as getting the money from us, think of welfare and all that stuff like that. Well, think of government unions. That's where that's going. As far as the children, you have children. Now, I got to admit, I kept my kids. I told my wife right off the bat, you want to have kids? I'm not leaving. And she did everything under the sun. She slept with other people. She tried to beat me, tried to kill me. It was a lot of stuff. And I didn't leave. She left. She finally left, and I had my kids, and I didn't ask her for child support. I just went my separate way. This is what my father-in-law tried to convince me to do because he saw the nonsense that I was doing, that it was going through. Now, he did this with his ex-wife. He basically said this. Whatever money they tell you you owe for whatever month, a year, whatever you got to pay for, whatever time for the child, you basically take that money, you spend what you think the child needs on the things the child needs, you keep receipts on everything. Never let the money go into the I know a lot of people have to have the money go direct deposit and stuff like that, but he said, no, don't go direct deposit. Keep your money. Buy everything you think the child needs. Buy everything that the mother says the child needs or the child says they need. Keep receipts on everything. When they bring you up, and they will bring you to court and say why you haven't paid your child support, you bring forth your receipts. And these receipts are the receipts that you pay for the kid, and they come up to the amount of money they ask for or more, whatever. They cannot reject that because you have proof that you spent this money on the child.
Jay, thank you so much for calling in. I got to get to the break. I hear what Jay is saying. For you fathers out there, get on child support as fast as you can, because if Jay's scenario don't work out for you, they're going to make you pay $30,000 of back pay. So, or you may go to jail.
I'm tired. Yeah.
Soon.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. Sean over there killing it with the music. I want to not even talk it, just listen to the music. But you know, Slow Mo Joe has stumbled to the podium to give a speech to address the nation and show how further away from reality he really is. Let me roll to the clip for you guys so you can hear what's going on. Let's go to Joe Biden.
My fellow Americans, please, if you have a seat, take it. I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America.
All right, I'm done listening to that fool. I don't want to hear nothing he got to say. He get the doodoo bird out your throat first before you start talking.
And you ain't black.
I literally want to slap my ear every time I hear him say, you ain't black. But anyway, I want to get back to finish the conversation with the young lady who called in, Mary. I call her young lady. She's probably not young if she got kids that got kids. So I wouldn't call her old, but I just wouldn't call her young. She's probably middle age. Let me stop while I'm ahead. I was listening to what Mary said. And, you know, let me just say it like this. I don't know her situation. I don't know the situation between the two people. But I'll tell y'all this. It's always two sides to the story. And they don't mean both sides are right. They don't mean both one side is wrong and one side is right. But there's also two arguments. When I hear of a story of Mary taking care of her kids and then later on leaving and being closer to the dad and not the mom, obviously resenting the mom for whatever reason, two things come to my mind. Either these spoil-riding kids turned on their mom, or they perceived that mom was the reason why they didn't see their dad growing up, and then dad told them what really happened, and then they begin to resent mom because of it. I see those two scenarios happen, although I have no idea what the truth is, but I believe Mary and what she said, and it seems pretty hurtful that you take care of your kids their whole life and then they end up being like that. But, you know, I tell parents this all the time, and let me just exclude Mary from this, but I tell people this all the time. Do not play your kids in the middle or use them as a pawn in a relationship, because you never know where life takes you. And if you keep your kids away from daddy, because I know my friends, his baby mama is going to suffer because his kids are already coming out and saying stuff. But whenever you do your kids like that later in life, they're going to hate you for it. And you were all big and bold, had your chest pumped out, and you a single mama, you got the kids, you doing everything for them. They're going to realize that you kept them away from their dad, and they're going to hate you. Or you kept them away from mama, and they're going to hate you, I promise. I love you guys. I appreciate you listening to the radio show, The Officer Tatum Show. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm out.
My fellow Americans, please, if you have a seat.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.